Hey, football fans, are you obsessed with the game?
Oh, yeah.
Do you find yourself looking for breakdowns from every angle? For those who can't get enough, subscribe to Brian Baldinger's podcast, The Best Football Show, where he discusses the top teams and players from around the league each week.
That's what I watched this week, a dominant performance.
New episodes drop every weekday, including Trench Talk Tuesdays with former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth. Make sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show. Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Fritz gone, at least for today, as he is on paternity leave, celebrating. I keep saying celebrating the birth of his second son.
He's on daddy duty.
Yes, he's on daddy duty. I'm sure he's doing a lot. We're at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Brandon Graham show at 6 tonight here at Chickies and Pete's, and then the Players Lounge with Ike and Hugh and Elliot, and this week's guest, Tanner McKee. So no Jack, but we do still have the 5 at 5, and will be hosted by Buzz.
Each the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five. With Dan Wilson.
Oh, five. Beautiful five.
It's been much too long since we heard that intro on this segment.
I disagree.
All right. So not much to take away from yesterday's game in terms of game balls. Like, it'd be a weird game to start handing it out to all the third stringers and second stringers who played in that one.
So but, what's wrong with that?
Well, this sucks. You don't even know you're watching, Buzz. Shut up.
Oh, no.
Oh, is that Jack?
It's Fritz.
Who let him
Shut
on the
up.
Segment?
This is my segment.
You want to do it from home?
I don't have anything planned, but don't worry about it. I'm sure I can come with 5 better game balls than you could, Buzz.
I haven't even given one out yet.
I don't care. You got no eyes. You got no eyeball.
Wow. Fritz coming.
And he came in hot. I didn't realize he was coming in.
Yeah, true. Hot. True only child energy. Not letting anyone else have his 5 o'clock spot.
Yeah, I'm not trying to get Wally Pipped around here. I got 2 kids now. I can barely afford anything.
Yeah.
What's oh, up, here we Fritzy? Go.
What's up, Fritz? How we doing?
I'm a little tired. A little tired, not going to lie. Tired. Not going to lie. But it's all going well. Lil Sutton's here. I heard that Ike hates the name, so that's good.
Yeah, he's only calling him Baker.
He's only Baker, man. He's Baker, man.
Well, I mean, listen, it was between Baker or Todd Bowles. I mean, whoever dominates Jalen was gonna get the name.
Oh, God. Hang up on him.
So, Jack, Sutton's doing well. How is Jill, your wife?
She's good. She's more tired than me, believe it or not. Has a little bit more to do than I do.
Yep.
But yeah, everything's good. Dude, it's like babies sleep all day. They're fine. And then at night, they come alive. I mean, so from about 9 to 6 a.m., it's hit or miss. We're getting about an hour each. It feels like a sleep. So it's all good.
And how's Walker doing with his new younger brother?
Yeah.
Well, so he was very confused. He was very confused. He was trying to figure out how it went from the belly to there, you know? So, but he's getting the hang of being a big brother, but it's definitely been an adjustment period for him.
And I remember you saying, what was the exact timing? Because it was definitely a quick happened bang, bang. So it was in the middle of the night, right?
Yeah. I mean, if we didn't live 5 minutes from the hospital, we were having that baby in the car. I mean, it was crazy. we got to the hospital at 3, and he was born at 3:24. So he was ready to go. He was ready to get out of there.
Wow. So you got the wake up. You got the wake up at what time? What time? Like, you're like, hey, it's go time at what, 2:45?
Well, so I rolled over at 1:30 because I wanted to see if I won a bet in the Sixers-Kings game. I did not, breaking news.
Okay.
So I was awake a little bit. Actually, I was furious because I think I missed the Paul George bet by 1-3. Anyway, and it's hard to go back to sleep when you lose a bet like that. And Jill was like, yeah, it's just a little different. And then within about a half hour, she was in a lot of pain. And we called her mom and her sister. They came over. And when they got here, it was a full-on. It was DEFCON 1 of we got to get out of here. So, it was within an hour and a half of it just came on and we had a kid.
Well, congratulations,
there you
Jack.
Go.
We miss you around here. The show is better, but personally we miss you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's to be. I mean, what has Buzz contributed today?
Nothing. Now, he did reach out yesterday. He's doing a good buzz job. Reach out yesterday. We went over sound today. He had some show ideas. They weren't very good, but he had show ideas. So
okay.
he's trying to.
Yeah. It's not really Buzz I'm worried about. I'm terrified about Fran. I heard Fran has 2 days this week. He's going to screw up, bobble up. There's no shot he plays that. He's going to play his own stupid return music, and he's going to ruin the top five. So Buzz, not too concerned about. Total Pro, hosted with Jolly over the weekend. It's more Fran that I'm worried about.
Well, if only there was a way to have him play the appropriate return music.
Yeah, well, listen, we worked on the document.
Okay. The unfinished document. Yeah. So, Jack, before we let you go, because we know you have a lot of work around there.
Dude, you have two dogs. There's nothing compared to this. Would you take a deep breath?
Are you kidding me? Dogs wake up in the middle of the night, have to go to the bathroom, too, and they don't have diapers.
That is true.
You know?
Well, our diapers aren't exactly a great job.
So, before we let you go, what were your thoughts on Tanner McKee yesterday?
Nah, he sucked. I mean, he was good for like a quarter, and then they figured him out. I mean, this whole Tanner McKee, oh my God, he's so good. If Jalen can't go, let's grow up. This is exactly what happened in the Foles year, where it's like, oh, maybe we should put Sudfeld in. That's how I feel about Tanner McKee. Obviously, Kenny Pickett's a better player. But Tanner McKee was fine. He did a job, I guess, but that game was atrocious yesterday, and it made me more mad that he didn't play Saquon. The Giants were trying to give the game away. They were going for it on fourth downs for no reason. They didn't want to play yesterday. Saquon wouldn't have gotten hurt. Are you kidding me? I can't believe they spit in the face of the football gods and did not give Saquon Barkley a chance to go. And that video last week, he looked heartbroken. Are you kidding me?
Christian Watson hurt. Zay Flowers hurt. Jordan Love hurt. What are you? You're out of your mind.
Hey, you know what those aren't? Running backs. Running backs are way healthier than those guys.
Oh, yeah. Running backs never get hurt, especially Saquon. Never been hurt in his whole life.
That was the Giants.
Right. Yeah, there's bad mojo with them up there, man.
Yeah, bad.
Well,
mojo. Yep.
Well, Jack, we miss you. You have anything else to contribute before we let you go?
I'm very curious to see if Kellen Moore gets that job in the Saints. I want to see how he interviews. I'm sure he'd be a dynamite interview.
You don't think he'll be a dynamic interview?
No, I don't think so. No, no. I don't think so.
I don't know if the lure of Spencer Rattler, that's why he's interested in the job, to get to coach up that
guy.
You
want to coach Jalen or Spencer Rattler?
Rattler.
I'll take Jalen. All right. Have a good week.
All right, brother. Kiss the kids.
All right, Jim.
All right.
There he is. Now, Buzz, you might have thought we were going to remove the top five from you, but we are not. So
you
hand
better
out,
have something.
Hand out the game ball.
Yeah, enough
buddy.
Baby talk. Let's back to the game balls here.
Yeah.
So as I said, I'm giving out regular season game balls here. You know, love Tanner McKee, love Oren Burks, but we're going
regular season game balls
for the 2024 14-3 Philadelphia Eagles. Of course, every single time in the Super Bowl era, they've lost three games in a regular season. They went on to the Super Bowl. So we're going to start with number five, the guy you were talking about in the last segment. It's Zach Bond, 151 tackles on the year, best player on the defense. The number one reason we saw Eagles linebacker play like that for the first time in more than a generation. He laughed. I don't know if you guys saw this last week. He laughed at the idea of his Pro Bowl clause and his contract, and he more than deserves that. And he's going to get paid this offseason. He's one of the best linebackers in the league.
Yeah, I'm with you there. A little over the top with the best player on the defense stuff, but I get the point you're making.
All right, fine. One of.
Well, yeah, Jalen Carter is the best player.
I was going to say second best, though.
Yeah. Yep. Is he?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I'm not going to argue. No argument here. I like Zach Bond. I'm ready to give him an extension. I like it.
All right, at number four, we're going to go to the head coach, Nick Sirianni, in the face of adversity.
There we go.
All season long, every single time there was a question mark, whether it was the Rams game, the Ravens game, the Steelers game. It felt like every time he went up against one of the more experienced coaches in the league, the Eagles responded. He dealt with a lot of noise outside the locker room, Brandon Graham's comments about a month ago. He has kept this locker room in check. He has kept them motivated. He has kept them focused. And he's actually matured a lot as a coach this season, especially with the in-game coaching decisions. Feels like he's come a long way from where he was in week one.
Oh, no doubt. I would have had him higher. I'm interested. I know who's at number one, but I'm interested in the other two that you have ahead of Nick Sirianni, because I would have put Nick Sirianni behind number one.
Well, yeah, go ahead.
I think, and the point you made, Buzz, about the growth of him this year, I think is the most important thing.
Oh, no doubt.
And his... You know, when you get to a position like Sirianni is, you have to have a healthy ego, right? Because you're a head coach of an NFL team. There's only 30 of those in the entire world. So you have to have a healthy ego. But to also be humble enough and self-aware enough to know that there's things that you have to work on,
yep.
I think is pretty rare. And actually open about it and to have everyone know that there's things you have to work on and tell you, and rather than push back, to actually accept that and grow, I think is rare, and he deserves a lot of credit.
Yeah, I might have had him at number one.
Well, here's how I have ahead of him.
Yeah, go ahead.
At number three, I have Jeff Stoutland and the entire offensive line. There is no Saquon Barkley without those guys. They lost Jason Kelce. They plugged in Cam Jurgens like it was nothing. This offensive line continues to be the best in football, and we just take it for granted at this point. They are unbelievable. I think they absolutely deserve to be on this list.
No doubt.
Yeah,
that's no a good doubt. Call. It's the best unit on the team. Yeah, no doubt.
Well, and the fact that they've been, I know these are game balls for this year, but the fact that the Eagles offensive line has been so good for so many years is really impressive. They've had great personnel, but this year, replacing that personnel.
A lot of question marks on the line before the season started.
Kai Becton, nobody even thought he was good, except for one person.
Yep.
Nobody even thought of him as the starting guard on this team, and Jurgens to have the season he's had. So, Mailata we knew was good, Dickerson we knew was good, and Lane, of course, but replacing those two, I think is a huge Stoutland and Howie as well, but the players deserve a lot of credit for that.
Yep.
And number two, I have Howie Roseman. He should be on his way to winning his third Executive of the Year award here. Signing Saquon Barkley, signing Zach Bond, drafting Quinyon Mitchell in the draft, the Georgia defense finally coming alive, and actually he realized he could pluck players from the SEC. Howie Roseman had one of the best years of his career, and beyond just the Saquon signing, unbelievable offseason, unbelievable roster on this team. He deserves to get a game ball here.
Yeah, I mean, anytime your number one or your highest paid free agent has been completely a dud all year and a bust, and we don't even talk about it anymore.
Nobody ever brings it up.
Nobody. That lets you know how good of a job he did in all the other areas.
And the Bond thing, kind of lucky, as he was signing him as a special teams player.
Yes.
You know.
Well, yeah, so much so we don't even talk about the linebacker that he signed.
Right. $5 million to Devin White and yes. $17 million to Bryce Huff, and we're like, Howie did a great job. Those are the cornerstones of a bad job. You know, I agree with you.
How well he did with the other stuff, including the draft. Yeah,
the draft
you're right.
As well.
Yeah, like it.
And a number one, no debate here, Saquon Barkley, 2,000 yards, could have had the record if he played yesterday. Going to win Offensive Player of the Year. We may never see a offensive season like this from a Philadelphia Eagle for a very, very long time, if at all. Saquon Barkley, the obvious number one choice here.
It's a good choice. I'd have put Fangio over Zach Bond.
Ooh.
And
oh, yeah, because
I had him as honorable mention. I flipped him a little bit, actually. I considered it.
He basically turned a whole defense around.
This was a defense. I say this a lot, but it needs to be, I think it needs to be reminded that we all hoped that they would be a mid-pack defense.
Yep.
And they are the number one defense in the NFL. The edge guys, honestly, you could look
almost
at them.
Almost don't. Well, Westmacott has been good.
Sweat.
Yeah.
But Sweat was an afterthought after last year.
Yep.
The fact that he's even
he
here.
To the pay cut.
Yes,
to stay.
Yeah. And he is doing it without. Brandon Graham's 36 years old. What's his name? We thought was a bust.
Nolan Smith.
Yep. We thought was a bust. Yep. Taking Zach Bond, who they signed as an extra guy, and turning him into an all-pro level linebacker. Two starters in the defensive backfield that are rookies.
Yeah.
You know, this is an outrageously good job by Vic Fangio. So the players deserve credit. I think Zach Bond deserves credit.
Sure.
But without Vic Fangio, Zach Bond is not in the situation he's in.
Might be right. Man, it's a tough list, Buzz. It's a good list. Who am I taking off for Fangio?
You can't take Nick off. You can't take Saquon off.
Right.
Stoutland in the offensive line is...
They deserve to be there.
They deserve to
be
there.
No, you're right. Vic Fangio could just represent the defense.
Yeah, I think it's...
Yeah.
I think Fangio's got to
be there. Because he's actually a big reason why Zach Bond is who he is this year.
Well, if it wasn't... Not just for Fangio making the decision, but for Fangio to have the guts and the gravitas to say, I'm not playing Devin White. I don't care how good you think he is.
Right.
I'm actually going to play Zach Bond here.
Holy cow.
That... It's a huge decision.
Huge.
Yeah.
Huge. No, good list, Buzz. It was tough. Yep. But I'm with Spike on the Fangio thing. I think I would have put him on there somewhere.
Good job, Buzz.
And I definitely would have had Nick. I may have had Nick at number one.
Nick did a great job.
That's the
above
type
Saquon?
Yeah, that's the type. And listen, we all love what Saquon has done this year. But there's something to how when you did point out Nick and we talked about him, it just made me start rethinking about the season. I was playing it back in my head. And it was Nick that decided to go to the run game. I mean, it was Nick that went to the
run. Well, some say it was the offensive line.
Well, yeah. I know, but he had to do it, though.
Yeah, and to that point, again, a coach that is, I guess, receptive enough to feedback to sit in a room with players and have players tell you, we should do the offense different, and him to just go, okay, and it turns the season around.
And no one on this list but Nick had sort of a cloud hanging over him. Like, there were people were ready to jump on him at the first sign of any trouble. Like, he came into the season with that. He came into the season defending his relationship with the starting quarterback when the starting quarterback
wasn't defending that relationship.
Yes. So, that's the only complaint I had. I think so much highly of what Nick did this year because of the scrutiny and the pressure that he was under coming off of last year, when a lot of people wanted him fired. But good list, Buzz. Good list.
I think Nick Sirianni should get a extension no matter what happens in the playoffs.
I agree.
Even if they lose in round one to
Green
Bay.
But you know people aren't going to...
I know.
Yeah.
And can you imagine the day we're doing a show where he does lose to Green Bay and then he gets an extension anyway? Because there's no way they're letting him go into a lame duck here.
Right.
Not a coach like him. I don't think he can do that. So I think he gets an extension.
Let me ask you this real quick.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you, this for you too, Buzz. I haven't looked at the odds. Are we sure Saquon's winning Offensive Player of the Year?
I think he's like minus 5,000.
Yeah.
Is he?
Yeah, he's pretty
up there. I didn't even look at the odds. I know Ja'Marr Chase is about to win the Triple Crown.
Yeah.
So there's some things. And Joe Burrow had one of these seasons that's unbelievable for a quarterback.
Yeah, I mean, Joe Burrow's numbers are MVP numbers.
Yeah.
You know? And that team ended up 9-8, which is actually a stunner as well. That they even.
And it's all because of him and Ja'Marr Chase.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So I didn't know his odds were that strong. So if he probably is going to win it then.
So you're... Just to circle back to the re-signing Zach Bond thing.
Yes.
So here are the top. I'm looking at linebackers. Number three, Tremaine Edmonds at $18 million a year. Mm. Matt Milano at $14 million a year. Patrick Queen at 13.7. Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoa at the Browns, 12.5.
Yeah.
Al Shaer with the Texans at 11.3.
Crazy man who got kicked out, threw out of the game for hitting Trevor Lawrence.
Zaire Franklin at 10. Okereke with the Giants at 10.
I like Franklin's deal.
When you're talking about Franklin's deal is 3 years, $31 million.
Yeah, that's the deal that seems more like a Zach Bond deal.
Yeah, because if somebody wants to pay him like those top seven guys, I don't think he's staying.
No.
They're not paying $14, $15 million dollars a year
Eagles
for
him. Aren't doing that.
215-592-9494. OK Andrew is on WIP without Jack Fritz to fight back. What's up, OK?
What it do, fellas? I see the food at Chickie's and the mics are not wet today from the spraying of spit from Fritz.
From Hawk Tua Fritz? Yeah.
Yep, from Hawk Tua.
Yeah, he's not spitting on anybody today.
He's not, but shout out to Fritz, man. He's pulling through. His son's going to have a weird birthday, awkward time around Christmas time, but, you know, it's cheaper for Fritz to buy presents. That's why.
Wow! You know? Are you crushing the Fritzes for having a baby around Christmas?
Around Christmas time.
But shout out to Jack. Big step, you know. Wish all the luck to him. So, I'm saying right now that, you know, where we're going. We're going to New Orleans. Still feeling soupy after a week off. And I think that there's some people that are not being talked about on this team, such as players like Nolan Smith, such as players like, I mean, the O-line, we talk about it, but not enough. A.J. Brown and Smitty doing their jobs on the outside, and I think Devontae Smith is going to have a huge playoffs.
Any reason?
Oh, Smitty? I love it.
Smitty,
I'll take it.
I mean, people are going to be focused on A.J. to open up the passing game to allow us to run the ball, and Smitty's going to be guarded by a lot of number two corners. So Jalen and his connection have been really decent over the past couple years. And I do think he's going to be on those routes in the middle of the field to move down the field, move the chains, and he's going to have a really, really big catch in the playoffs one of these games.
All right, okay. Well, do you enjoy the show more or less with Jack gone? Okay, Andrew.
You know, it's a lot more positive, a lot less hate. A lot. Ike's points are shining because they're not being shut down.
Wow.
There's a little bit of doubt from Spike you there, but doubt is not hate, you know. But also, I think there's a future Eagle playing on Thursday. I don't know if you guys have kept
Tyler up Warren.
With the college team, but Tyler Warren and Penn State playing
yes.
Notre Dame. Shout out my boys. I know you guys will be watching, so.
One of us will.
Try to get you guys, get out to Sickies, and pour it out for some Ike juice.
Wow.
Like it. Buzz.
Buzz.
They must have been drinking that Ike juice.
Yeah, the Penn State Notre Dame Bowl, a.k.a. the Northeast Philly Bowl or the Delco Bowl.
Yeah, I've been hearing it.
It was funny, growing up around here, it was always funny to me the number of people that cheered for Notre Dame and Penn State who didn't go to Notre Dame and Penn State. Like, wait, it must be a record around here. Neither one of them is close. You know,
right.
Penn State is 3.5 hours away, hours away.
Yep.
You know, lot of Notre Dame tattoos.
Let's go, we are.
Who are you cheering for?
Penn State.
You're cheering as a Big Ten?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Yes. Yes.
All right. 215-592-9494. Confident or nervous going into Sunday's game against the Packers? Also coming up next, John Mara had something to say about Saquon Barkley's commercial.
Oh, that's right.
He did. He had
wow.
something to say.
Oh, okay. I want to hear this.
All right.
I didn't hear this yet.
So that is next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Cheeky's in South Philly. You can watch all the Eagles playoff games here at Cheeky's and Pete's, the official sports bar of the Eagles, online at cheekysandpete's.com.
Hey, the Super Bowl is right around the corner. So what's the plan? Are you going to do the same thing you do every year, or are you ready to step it up and try something even better? Are you going to the Verizon Super Bowl Fan Fest at Lincoln Financial Field on February 9th? Well, it's a Super Bowl experience like no other. You'll get exclusive access to the stadium where your favorite players make history. Meet the game's most legendary players, all while enjoying live music and crushing game day bites. Super Bowl only comes once a year. Verizon Super Bowl Fan Fest. Come on, are you in? Tickets are limited. Don't miss out. Visit your local Verizon store and find out about free tickets today. Must be 18 years or older to attend. Additional terms and conditions apply. See VerizonFanFest.com for details.
Heaven save me, but I'm down to one last breath. And with it, let me say, hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge, and I'm thinking that guy knows maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. That guy knows back there too.
Sing it.
Hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge, and I'm thinking
they know
maybe 6 feet ain't so far down.
Here we go. It's a WIP afternoon show.
A little more fan participation.
Whoa. Where's Jack? Jack, cut it. Buzz, cut it.
Buzz, you cut that, I'll cut your throat.
Fan participation.
Fan participation today.
Yeah, there is.
That's what I was trying to say.
There is. It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Smaller crowd.
Yes.
But it seemed like we had a little bit more...
Loving the creed?
Yeah.
Brandon Graham Show coming up at 6, Players Lounge at 7. This week's guest is Tanner McKee. You were actually asking me off air. I'll tell you on air.
Okay.
So we saw this. The Inquirer had the article. I don't know what the source of it was, but do you know what touch tunes are?
No.
Okay, so when you go to a bar, you can essentially, it's like a jukebox,
okay,
but you can pay for it with your phone, right? So they can keep track of what songs people are playing or whatever. And in Philadelphia in 2024, more people played Creed on touch tunes than they did Taylor Swift.
Wow.
Yes.
Hold on.
And people are giving us credit for
more
that.
More than Taylor Swift?
More than Taylor Swift.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did she play here this year?
She did.
Yeah.
She did.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, you said, I don't understand that. So, your own phone,
yes,
you can request music.
On the jukebox.
Oh, so there's, what if everybody there is requesting?
Well, you can pay to move your song up.
Ah,
yeah.
I've never even heard of this before.
When I lived in South Philly, I lived down the street from a bar that had touch tunes.
Okay.
And I thought it would be funny.
So this has been out for a while?
Yeah, a while. Because when did I live in South Philly? It was like almost 15 years
ago.
Yeah,
it had to be a while ago.
There was a bar down the street that had touch tunes, and I was like, hey, wouldn't it be funny to like just sit at home and play awful music on their jukebox from my phone.
And you're not even there to listen to it.
But I think you have to be a certain distance from the bar for it to work. So more Creed in Philly, than Taylor Swift.
There we go.
I'll take credit.
Glad we can contribute.
Yeah, you're welcome, Creed. You're welcome. 215-592-9494. Are you more confident or nervous about Sunday's game against the Packers? I confident, me nervous. Darlene and Mullica Hill, you're on WIP. What's up, Darlene?
Hello, Ike and Spike. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes.
I'm confident that we are going to win, especially since their wide receiver Watson got hurt. But what I really called for was because I wanted to revisit the Saquon Barkley conversation.
Everyone was talking about the Saquon.
Come on in, darling.
Okay.
Where you at with it?
All right.
My problem with you, Spike, is this. You say you were afraid for him to get hurt. It's football. What if he goes out there Sunday and gets hurt? Now he can't play the next two playoff games. Still the same situation, however.
No, it's actually a different situation, Darlene.
No,
Darlene,
it's not a different
situation. Yes, it is a different situation. Mm-hmm. It is 100% a different situation because he didn't need to play in this game, and he does need to play in the playoff game. It's a different situation.
It's still the same problem. It's going to be there. He's still going to get hurt and not be able to play some of the games.
Let me ask you this, Darlene. Let's do a math thing. Let's say in each game, in the first playoff game against Green Bay and then the Giants game, he touches the ball 25 times in each game, let's say. Does he have more chance of getting hurt if he touches the ball 50 times total or 25 times total?
Of course it's 25 times total. But
There is a bigger chance that he gets hurt if he plays in the meaningless game against the Giants than if he doesn't.
So you're bubble-wrapping players and you're sending the wrong message to them that their coach doesn't believe they're going to play. So now are players going to play soft?
No.
Because they're trying not to get hurt?
No.
That's why?
No.
You sent that message.
It sends the message, Darlene, that there is a bigger mission here than individual records, which I think are great if you can achieve them. But the bigger mission being to win a Super Bowl. And it's not just Saquon Barkley. It's the entire offensive line. And it's not just getting hurt. It's a team that hasn't had a bye since week 5. And they're not going to have a bye, and they're going to have to play three playoff games to get to the Super Bowl rather than two. Like, I can accept you saying, I think it's worth the risk. I can accept that. What I can't accept...
I know,
that's fine. That's fine, but what you are saying, you're not saying that. You're saying that there is the same chance he could get hurt if he plays than if he doesn't play. There's obviously a larger possibility that he gets hurt if he plays the game against the Giants, and I'm not willing to accept that possibility. And you said actually that you are more confident that the Eagles are going to win because Christian Watson is not playing. What happened to Christian Watson on Sunday?
He got hurt.
Okay. So was there a better chance?
Non-contact,
but he was running in a football game. So was there a better chance of Christian Watson being hurt in that game or playing or not playing?
Saquon Barkley had that same chance of getting hurt in every one of the games he played this week.
But he doesn't. But if you play more games, you have a more of a chance of getting hurt. This is just math. If you're willing to take that risk, that's fine. But saying that the risk is the same as if he just plays in the playoff game is not true. There is a larger possibility that he gets hurt if he plays in the game. And I think the message that the coach sends is that we have a bigger mission ahead of us. And you are too important to lose in a meaningless game against the Giants. So I can understand. Again, I want to be clear, Darlene. I can understand
you
saying...
I'm with you, Darlene. Hang in there.
I am with you in you saying... Not with you. I understand when you say it's worth the risk. I don't understand or agree when you say, well, he could just get hurt doing anything. Because playing in a football game is more dangerous than not playing in a football game.
That's correct. But, hello?
No, we're listening.
The league says that you can play more games. Isn't there the risk of playing more games? You're getting hurt. That's your analogy. Play more games, the more chance you get to get hurt.
Yes.
League doesn't care. They just added more games.
I know. But if you're players, then you have a larger chance of getting hurt with those games. And again, this is a different decision. The Eagles do not control whether the league decides, I guess they have a vote, but they do not control whether there are more regular season games or not. They had the control. You're talking about things that you don't have control over.
Football players play football. That's what they do.
Yep.
You get hurt, you get hurt.
So Lane Johnson didn't want to play. Is he not a football player? A.J. Brown didn't want to play. Is he not a football player?
That's not a problem. You don't think that Saquon against the Giants line would have went out there without Lane Johnson and those two and still got those yardage?
I believe he would have.
I just don't agree with you, Darlene. I don't agree with you.
We could agree to disagree.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you so much for taking my call.
Right. Thank you, Darlene.
Thank you, Darlene.
Yeah, Spike was trying to bully everybody.
That is not fair. I was showing her the same respect I would show a male caller who would tell me the same thing.
I didn't say anything about female.
I could feel it. I could feel it coming.
I would not do that to you.
The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers.
You handle all the callers the same.
They do. Everyone's the same. Race, gender, doesn't matter to me. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. It's engagement season. Visit the only jeweler with over 2,500 Google 5-star reviews, Mark's Jewelers, online at marks-jewelers.com. Are you more nervous or confident about Sunday's game with the Packers? 74% more confident, 26% more nervous is the final count on that.
Are you surprised that people are still this passionate about that record?
I could feel it. You know what it was when I knew I could feel it? When I saw Westbrook's tweet.
Yep.
Brian Westbrook's tweet. Yeah. Oh, we would have
had the record already.
We would have had the record already. I was like, oh, here it goes again.
Yep.
And to your point, like, there's nothing stopping people from saying he should have played yesterday because he can't get hurt when he didn't play.
Yeah.
So and I think it is bigger than just getting injured. I also think is to me the and I know people don't Spike, you know, Sixers, you know, rest, blah 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 blah.
Sure.
I think giving the offensive line the week off after,
except half of them didn't want it.
Half of them did.
Well, I think really, one of them, whether
they wanted it or not, yeah. I think it's good for them.
Sure, but I'm saying they were willing to go out there and play.
They were willing to.
They wanted that record. And I'm telling you, Spike, to as a football fan, to be a part of history, to have that ticket as a keepsake that I was at the game, where Saquon set the all-time single-season rushing record. He broke Eric Dickerson's record. That is a cool thing for fans to experience. And we all know that you can get injured. Like, so it's not breaking news to us that you can get injured. And the amount of people that still wanted to do this lets you know how much people really wanted Saquon to have his record. And he wanted it.
100%, and it would have been amazing, and I would have.
I don't think it was Nick's decision, quite honestly.
No, I think it came from above him.
Yes.
Well, when we, actually, I'm not going to say this because I don't want to get anybody in trouble, but I'm pretty sure it was above.
Yeah.
And I wonder if it was Nick's decision, I think they probably go for it if it was only Nick's decision.
If it was something that was going to be done no matter what, then you don't waste the time of having players come in and ask individual players what he should do. He literally brought guys in individually to get their opinion about what they wanted to do, and then he weighed the situation, and what I think was always automatic was above him that he wasn't going to play. But he wanted to at least go there and present to them that, listen, you got a lot of guys here that want to play and go get this record, including Saquon.
Well, and I also wonder if I would love to hear the conversation between Howie and Nick. And I wonder if at some point Howie goes, you know what, buddy? Your call. But let me tell you something.
If something happens.
If something goes wrong.
That's your head.
That is your ass.
Yeah.
You don't have a job after
well,
the year.
That's enough to make you change your mind. Yeah. That'll help you make the decision right there.
Years ago, when I worked at WYSP, you know, we played music. But we didn't talk very much. I mean, right. Maybe talk for a half, 30 seconds, a minute, whatever. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And our night hosts were these guys, Matt and Huggy. And Matt and Huggy always used to tell Tim, our program director, we should talk more. We should be able to talk more. And I remember Tim going, I'll tell you what. They're your ratings. So you could talk as much as you want. But if they go down, that is your ass. So it's your call. Whatever you want. If you want to talk rather than playing Guns N' Roses, go ahead. But that's, remember, this is the decision that you are making.
I feel like I've heard this managerial tactic before.
Go ahead, make the call.
Yeah. You guys don't want to listen to me?
Yeah.
Okay, it's your show.
Yeah. Right. Now, I did do that once, and you guys ended up number one. So.
That's true. That is true. But don't think we didn't think about it the
whole
time. No,
I don't.
Like, yeah, we thought about it.
And it is what it is. I respect it. Yeah, I was wrong, you know.
But I do remember hearing that.
So the Eagles did beat the Giants yesterday.
Yes.
Now, two quick things from John Mara, the owner of the Giants. The first thing was about the Giants won the previous game when all of their fans,
the Colts, yeah,
all of their fans were like, what are you doing? Because they had a track to the number one pick that they lost.
Yep.
John Mara was asked about that yesterday, and here's what he had to say.
John, you talk about how important the quarterback position is. You had the number one pick 2 weeks ago, and then you win the Colts game, and then it seemed like you didn't go all out yesterday. But why not have just tanked if you knew they were coming back?
If I had thought that we were tanking either one of those games, I would have fired everybody. We are never going to do that in this organization as long as I'm standing on this side of the grass.
Would have fired everybody.
Yeah.
Now, I don't think he's lying. I think he's actually being honest. I wonder how much of this has to do with their evaluation of the top two quarterbacks in the draft.
It has to.
Yeah. Now, they played yesterday about a team that didn't want to win.
Right.
Running
on. They still want a high pick.
Third and nine. Yeah.
But they may decide to take Travis Hunter.
Right.
So, no, you're absolutely right. It must be that their evaluation of the quarterbacks, and they're like, you know what? I'm not drafting either one of these quarterbacks up here in the top five.
Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah, you may as well take either the top O-line or Travis Hunter, who's the best athlete in the draft. And the Giants may look at it, and I still say it to this day, they made the mistake last year by not taking Michael Penix Jr.
Yep.
Or J.J. McCarthy when they had the chance last year, and you wouldn't be in this situation. But you're right. They may have looked at Cam Ward and
Shador Sanders,
and they're like, I ain't feeling it.
Right. I don't want
to. Shador Sanders, to me, needs a lot of work. He needs a lot of work just on fundamentals. He's a good athlete, got a good arm, but his footwork is terrible. His mechanics are way off. Like, he needs a lot of work.
And they do not have the ability they don't have a quarterback in-house who can be the quarterback for the next 2 years, like when the Packers took Jordan Love.
Right.
And they just
let him wait
for 3 years before he played. So yeah. I think – so then the other thing that Mara talked about, so if you saw the commercial, or I don't know if it was just online or if it was on TV.
Yeah.
Saquon did a commercial, and the line was, I heard you might have some trouble sleeping at night.
Right.
Now, that was a shot – I know he has a good relationship with Mara, but it was a reference to John Mara saying, if Saquon Barkley signs with the Eagles, I'm not going to be able to sleep at night. So Mara was asked about that, and here's what he had to say.
What about the commercial, John?
Yesterday, just before the game, I told him I was very upset with him based on our relationship of so many years. And he said, what do you mean? I said, the least you could have done was ask me to be in the commercial with you. I said, I could have been tossing and turning, and it would have been a great... I said, there is an acting gene in our family. You know, it's not just my nieces.
Actually, a good answer.
It is a good answer.
Good answer.
Yeah.
And I think he genuinely does love Saquon as a player. He said it. He basically spoke about how popular Saquon was and how much he loved him. So I'm glad he did answer it that way. I'm glad he did go up and poke fun at him.
From everything Tiki said and then the couple of times I interacted with him, John Mara seems like a very nice, genuine man.
Yeah.
And
player's owner. He's like a player's owner.
Yeah, and I also think, like, not to get off on a tangent about it, but, like, he gets out of the way. I mean, he hires the guys and then gets out of the way.
He got out of the way right there.
With Saquon.
He could have easily stepped in.
Yep. Yeah. And he
trusts his people. Yeah, he trusts his people.
Ethan in Bucks County, you're on WIP. What's up, Ethan?
What's up, guys? I'm very confident for the game next weekend. We basically got a bye week this past week, and we're all healed up. I do think we're going to go out in a slow start like we did that we have done in the past. I think it could be a similar game to how it was with the Commanders on that Thursday night game, where we're kind of slow, but we just wear the Packers down over time. They're hurt. They're beat up. We're healthy. I think we got this pretty easily. It's going to be a tough game, though.
Yeah, I think it'll be, if it's a game like that, it will be a test of the Eagles' will to stay running what they've run for the last 3 months, even if they start slow and fall behind. Right? Yeah. Like, continue to run the ball, continue to pound, continue to, and not get off track. Because when the end of your season is right in front of you, you can, I think it's easy to overreact and make bad decisions in that way. So if they do start slow, and if it is a game where they're behind 10-3 or something, I think it'll be a good test of how much they believe in what they do if they continue to do what they've been doing.
I feel confident as long as the defense is playing well.
Yes.
Right?
It's hard to imagine the defense. You can imagine them not shutting Green Bay down, but it's hard to imagine them not playing well.
Right. So that's the way I look at it. It almost allows the offense to sort of find its footing, because, you know, if you get down 10-0, 14-0, then you may be in trouble. But if they do get off to a slow start, as long as the Eagles' defense shows up early, it gives that offense time to get going.
Yeah. I mean, I think we are the best all-around football team in the NFC. We can beat teams with our defense, with our run game, with our throwing game. So I'm just excited to see, you know, how we approach this one. And like I said, I'm pretty confident. I'm not too worried about it.
All right, Ethan. Appreciate the call, man. Mark in Lansdale, you're on WIP. What's up, Mark?
Hey, what's up, man? Hey, I feel really good about the Packers game. Honestly, like, I can't believe we didn't go for the record, because it felt like the entire year we were just feeding him the ball. So I think it's going to make our receivers be able to have huge plays, because everyone's focused on Saquon. They probably don't have – I mean, they have film, but they probably don't have too much from the past week, because everything has been Saquon. So I see both sides of it on this argument of him not going for it. So I'm not calling to argue with you. I do disagree with you, but I'm going to ask you two questions, and then I'll give my point about it.
You're talking about
how big of an impact – yeah, I'm talking to you, Spike. Sorry.
Okay.
Spike, sorry.
Yep.
So how big of a percentage of getting the 14 wins do you think Saquon is? Like, do you think it's a huge part, and he's a huge part of the reason for that?
Yes, I think if you replace Saquon with
the biggest part of the reason.
With I don't know who was the running back that went to Chicago?
Oh, Swiftie. DeAndre Swift.
If you replace him with DeAndre Swift, they probably go from a 14-win team to a 10-win team.
Or
okay. Yep. And now, do you think if we don't win the Super Bowl, that there's any chance that the team kind of not exactly falls apart, but there's going to be some like awkwardness next season because we, let's say we lose in the first round or even the second round, didn't go for the record, and now we play. You really don't think so with the team with AJ Brown and Saquon wanting to go for the record? You don't think
AJ Brown didn't want to play? AJ Brown didn't want to play.
Okay, but well, let's look at it from the line and Saquon. Even if some of the linemen didn't want to play, Saquon wanting to play, one of your biggest signings, biggest player, he wanted to put his name in history and go for it. No. And now it's like, hey, you sat me, and now we didn't win the Super Bowl.
Honestly, like, I think if you think that they would, that there would be some sort of retribution next year, that says a lot about what you think about those guys. And none of those guys, now from Lane to Jordan Mailata to, I don't know, Cam Jurgens, Mekhi Becton as well, but and Saquon, all of those guys have been stand-up, citizens for the team and leaders. And you can't – they wouldn't be in the position that they are if they would come into next year pissy because they didn't get to go for the record.
No.
I think it's over. I think it's something that Saquon will think about.
Yes.
You know, in the future, and remember that year
He'll ponder it this offseason, regardless of whether they win the Super Bowl or not. He'll think about that.
Yep.
But to Spike's point, I don't think that's in Saquon's character.
No.
He's not going to hold a grudge against the Eagles. At least I don't think he would against the Eagles for not allowing him to break that record.
I don't think he has a grudge against the friggin' Giants
right.
who didn't even sign
exactly.
him.
That's a great point. Yeah.
Maybe Joe Shane, but I don't – he doesn't – He seems like a guy who, how he has handled this entire thing, is almost the opposite of that.
Yeah, listen, he was disappointed, no doubt about it, but I also think he knows how to move on.
Yep.
Like, he realizes that they're trying to win a championship. And, again, once you get to the offseason, because he's going to be asked the question. Like, he'll be asked the question this offseason, and he may sit down on somebody's podcast and walk us through what that process was like. And decide, and then he'll say how disappointed he was, but he'll always say, I understand why we did it.
Yeah.
Or why we didn't go for it.
And I think even if he wishes
and
they
he believes
did,
it.
Yes.
He believes
he
it.
He gets it. I think he
gets
understands.
It. He gets it. He's a competitor, so I would be surprised if he didn't have some feeling about it, but there's no way this kid is holding a grudge to where it's going to impact his team the next year.
I also want to remind everybody.
This dude
everybody.
Went to training camp when the Giants wouldn't give him a contract. He didn't even hold out.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, he basically said, I want to be here for my teammates and everything else. So that final year, he went into training camp.
And the thing that gets lost in this, I think sometimes, is he ran for 2,000 yards, and there's only 9 running backs in the history of the NFL who did that. He still had an all-time year that will be remembered and will be, that we'll talk about. T.O. didn't break any records in 2004.
True.
We still talk about Brian Westbrook. He didn't break any records. LeSean McCoy didn't break any records. We still talk about this. And this is probably the best single offensive season in the history of the Eagles. We will talk about it again.
Yep.
Real quick, before we get to the text line, I just want you to place the Packers in this list of most scary to least scary in the NFC. So you have Lions, Vikings, Packers, Rams, Bucks, Commanders. Where would you have the Packers in that list in terms of scariness? Not scariness, but
I know what you're saying.
Yeah.
I'd go sixth.
Sixth?
Right. Is that how I want it?
Well, no. Who is the, so most scary you would say is Lions?
Yes.
And then Vikings?
Yes.
And then?
I would say maybe Washington.
Wow. And then Bucks?
And then Bucks.
And then Rams?
I would put the Rams as the least scary.
Okay. So Packers one ahead of the Rams.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
And that was, well, maybe now with the injury, they may be the least scariest of them all.
Wow. Really?
Yeah.
Oh. You are.
Yeah.
You're setting us up.
Yeah. No, I'm not. I'm maybe setting myself up.
Well, yes. You are setting yourself up. The text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line. Text line. Text line.
That is true.
I Jack with one hand on FanDuel and the other hand holding the baby.
Yes.
Trying to do a same game parlay on his baby.
Yes, that is true.
All right, what's next?
That's true. Yeah, maybe. Yeah, we will have a little 4th and 26 this week, right?
Yeah.
Well, we got what? In our modern era, there are two games against the Packers in the playoffs. You had the 2010.
Yep.
And then you had us.
Isn't there one more?
The 4th and 26 year.
Yeah. Oh, so there's three.
There's another one?
Yeah.
Well, this will
be three.
Yeah, this will be three. Yeah, yes, three. Yes. Yeah.
And then in 1960 or whatever.
Yeah.
What's next? He did fall asleep in the second. He was into it in the first half.
Boy, was that that was a shot, AJ on the sideline. I was so glad that they won that game and we just moved on past that, because you're right.
AJ sleeping.
He was a damn cheerleader in the first half.
Yep.
And in the second half, he got bored with the game, and yep, he's sitting over there like, man, when's this game going to be over with?
Well, the offense slowed down. Yes. The key slowed down. It wasn't quite. I was actually bored too. So what's next?
What is 10? Is 16?
I don't remember.
It's 18. It's 16, right? Yeah.
I don't remember.
You guys remember the final week of the Super Bowl year? He said Nate Sudfeld was unstoppable. He didn't score a point.
It did. Yes. Oh, yeah. So, we're not exaggerating when we're saying we took calls saying Nate Sudfeld was the start. Yes. In the playoffs. Yes.
What's next?
I'm already working on my top five for tomorrow. Francisco and
Drexel
Hill. That's going
to be backslide. Did it. I threatened him, and he did a good job.
Did he? Okay.
So trust me, in our meeting tomorrow, Fran's getting threatened.
Well, he knows that anyway. Yes. He almost knows what to expect.
Yeah, he's going to get threatened. All right, coming up next is the Brandon Graham Show. Myself, Elliot Shore-Parks, and BG. And then after that, the Players Lounge with Ike Reese, Hugh Douglas, Elliot Shore-Parks,
and this week's guest, Tanner McKee.
The Mormon Missile, Tanner McKee.
Is that what we're going with?
Well, that's what Jordan called him.
Jordan Mailata?
Yes.
He called him the Mormon Missile?
Yeah, I think the week before.
Awesome.
Yeah.
All right, and there we go.
Yeah.
These players coming up with their own nicknames. Yeah. Guantanamo Bay or Quinyanamo Bay? Exciting Whites?
Yes.
Taking all the fun away from me.
Well, they're better at it than we are.
No, you're right.
It sticks when they do it, too. Yeah. All right, so that's next. We will talk to you tomorrow. So there's a lot of talk, you know, in Philly. And we've heard about Gold Standard when it comes to the Philly teams. And Gold Standard doesn't really have a good reputation around here. We know what happened there. The Gold Standard experience at Colonial Hyundai of Downingtown is truly Gold Standard. John Ashdale, the car czar, and the team at Colonial make sure that your entire car buying experience is fast, easy, better. Fast because they have over 200 vehicles in stock. So the one that you want, they probably have it. If you're worried about how much you're going to spend, over 80 of those new cars are under $30,000. They're also going to make financing easy, as low as 0% on select 2024s, and they're going to give you more for your trade than any other dealership. They're consistently recognized for that. $6,500 even guaranteed no matter what condition it's in. They don't care if you push it up there. And every new Hyundai at Colonial comes with Hyundai Assurance and America's Best Warranty, a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain. Shop online 24/7, ColonialHyundai.com. Colonial Hyundai, the faster, easier, better way to buy a Hyundai. See dealer for full details.
Heaven save me, but I'm down to one last breath. And with it, let me say, hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking that guy knows maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. That guy knows back there too.
Sing it.
Hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking
they know
maybe 6 feet ain't so far down.
Here we go. It's a WIP afternoon show. A
little more fan participation.
Whoa. Where's Jack? Jack, cut it. Buzz, cut it.
Buzz, you cut that, I'll cut your throat.
Fan participation.
Fan participation today.
Yeah, there is.
That's what I was trying to say.
There is. It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Smaller crowd.
Yes.
But it seemed like we had a little bit more...
Loving it? Loving the creed?
Yeah.
Brandon Graham Show coming up at 6, Players Lounge at 7. This week's guest is Tanner McKee. You were actually asking me off air. I'll tell you on air.
Okay.
So we saw this. The Inquirer had the article. I don't know what the source of it was, but do you know what touch tunes are?
No.
Okay, so when you go to a bar, you can essentially, it's like a jukebox,
okay,
but you can pay for it with your phone, right? So they can keep track of what songs people are playing or whatever. And in Philadelphia in 2024, more people played Creed on touch tunes than they did Taylor Swift.
Wow.
Yes.
Hold on.
And people are giving us credit for
more
that.
More than Taylor Swift?
More than Taylor Swift.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did she play here this year?
She did.
Yeah.
She did.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, you said, I don't understand that. So, your own phone,
yes,
you can request music.
On the jukebox.
Oh, so there's, what if everybody there is requesting?
Well, you can pay to move your song up.
Ah,
yeah.
I've never even heard of this before.
When I lived in South Philly, I lived down the street from a bar that had touch tunes.
Okay.
And I thought it would be funny.
So this has been out for a while?
Yeah, a while. Because when did I live in South Philly? It was like almost 15 years
ago. Yeah, it had to be a while ago.
There was a bar down the street that had touch tunes, and I was like, hey, wouldn't it be funny to like just sit at home and play awful music on their
my phone? And you're not even there to listen to it.
But I think you have to be a certain distance from the bar for it to work. So more Creed in Philly, excuse me, than Taylor Swift.
There we go.
I'll take credit.
Glad we can contribute.
Yeah, you're welcome, Creed. You're welcome. 215-592-9494. Are you more confident or nervous about Sunday's game against the Packers? Ike confident, me nervous. Darlene and Mullica Hill, you're on WIP. What's up, Darlene?
Hello, Ike and Spike. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes.
I'm confident that we are going to win, especially since their wide receiver Watson got hurt. But what I really called for was because I wanted to revisit the Saquon Barkley conversation.
Everyone was talking about the Saquon.
Come on in, darling.
Okay.
Where you at with it?
All right.
My problem with you, Spike, is this. You say you were afraid for him to get hurt. It's football. What if he goes out there Sunday and gets hurt? Now he can't play the next two playoff games. Still the same situation, however.
No, it's actually a different situation, Darlene.
No,
Darlene,
it's not a different situation.
Yes, it is a different situation. Mm-hmm. It is 100% a different situation because he didn't need to play in this game, and he does need to play in the playoff game. It's a different situation.
It's still the same problem. It's going to be there. He's still going to get hurt and not be able to play some of the games.
Let me ask you this, Darlene. Let's do a math thing. Let's say in each game, in the first playoff game against Green Bay, and then the Giants game, he touches the ball 25 times in each game, let's say. Does he have more chance of getting hurt if he touches the ball 50 times total or 25 times total?
Of course it's 25 times total. But
okay, well, then that's it. There is a bigger chance that he gets hurt if he plays in the meaningless game against the Giants than if he doesn't.
So you're bubble-wrapping players, and you're sending the wrong message to them that their coach doesn't believe they're going to play. So now our players going to play soft?
No.
Because they're trying not to get hurt?
No.
That's why?
No.
You sent that message.
It doesn't send the message. It sends the message, Darlene, that there is a bigger mission here than individual records, which I think are great if you can achieve them. But the bigger mission being to win a Super Bowl. And it's not just Saquon Barkley. It's the entire offensive line. And it's not just getting hurt. It's a team that hasn't had a bye since week 5. And they're not going to have a bye, and they're going to have to play 3 playoff games to get to the Super Bowl rather than 2. Like, I can accept you saying, I think it's worth the risk. I can accept that. What I can't accept...
I know, that's fine.
But what you are saying, you're not saying that. You're saying that there is the same chance he could get hurt if he plays than if he doesn't play. There's obviously a larger possibility that he gets hurt if he plays the game against the Giants. And I'm not willing to accept that possibility. And you said actually that you are more confident that the Eagles are going to win because Christian Watson is not playing. What happened to Christian Watson on Sunday?
He got hurt.
Okay. So was there a better chance?
Non-contact.
But he was running in a football game. So was there a better chance of Christian Watson being hurt in that game or playing or not playing?
Saquon Barkley had that same chance of getting hurt in every one of the games he played this week.
But he doesn't. But if you play more games, you have a more of a chance of getting hurt. This is just math. So if you're willing to take that risk, if you're willing to take that risk, that's fine. But saying that the risk is the same as if he just plays in the playoff game is not true. There is a larger possibility that he gets hurt if he plays in the game. And I think the message that the coach sends is that we have a bigger mission ahead of us. And you are too important to lose in a meaningless game against the Giants. So I can understand. Again, I want to be clear, Darlene. I can understand
you
saying...
I'm with you, Darlene. Hang in there.
I am with you in you saying... Not with you. I understand when you say it's worth the risk. I don't understand or agree when you say, well, he could just get hurt doing anything. Because playing in a football game is more dangerous than not playing in a football game.
That's correct. But, hello?
No, we're listening.
The league says that you could play more games. Isn't there the risk of playing more games you're getting hurt? That's your analogy. Play more games, the more chance you get to get hurt.
Yes.
League doesn't care. They just added more games.
I know. But if you're players, then you have a larger chance of getting hurt with those games. And again, this is a different decision. The Eagles do not control whether the league decides, I guess they have a vote, but they do not control whether there are more regular season games or not. They had the control. You're talking about things that you don't have control over.
Football players play football. That's what they do.
Yep.
You get hurt, you get hurt.
So Lane Johnson didn't want to play. Is he not a football player? A.J. Brown didn't want to play. Is he not a football player?
That's not a problem. You don't think that Saquon against the Giants line would have went out there without Lane Johnson and those two and still got those yardage?
I believe he would have.
I just don't agree with you, Darlene. I don't agree with you
well,
that.
We could agree to disagree.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you so much for taking my call.
Right. Thank you, Darlene.
Thank you, Darlene.
Yeah, Spike was trying to bully everybody.
Hey, that is not fair. I was showing her the same respect I would show a male caller who would tell me the same thing.
I didn't say anything about female.
I could feel it. I could feel it coming.
I would not do that to you. No.
The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers.
You handle all the callers the same.
They do. Everyone's the same. Race, gender, doesn't matter to me. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. It's engagement season. Visit the only jeweler with over 2,500 Google 5-star reviews, Mark's Jewelers, online at marks-jewelers.com. Are you more nervous or confident about Sunday's game with the Packers? 74% more confident, 26% more nervous is the final count on that.
Are you surprised that people are still this passionate about that record?
I could feel it. You know what it was when I knew I could feel it? When I saw Westbrook's tweet.
Yep.
Brian Westbrook's tweet. Yeah. Oh, we would have
had the record already.
We would have had the record already. I was like, oh, here it goes again.
Yep.
And to your point, like, there's nothing stopping people from saying he should have played yesterday because he can't get hurt when he didn't play.
Yeah.
So and I think it is bigger than just getting injured. I also think it, to me, the and I know people don't, oh, Spike, you know, the Sixers, you know, rest, blah, 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 blah.
Sure.
I think giving the offensive line the week off after.
Except half of them didn't want it.
Half of them did.
Well, I think really, whether
they wanted it or not, yeah. I think it's good for them.
Sure, but I'm saying they were willing to go out there
yes,
and play.
They were willing to.
They wanted that record. And I'm telling you, Spike, to as a football fan, to be a part of history, to have that ticket as a keepsake that I was at the game where Saquon set the all-time single-season rushing record. He broke Eric Dickerson's record. That is a cool thing for fans to experience. And we all know that you can get injured. Like, so it's not breaking news to us that you can get injured. And the amount of people that still wanted to do this lets you know how much people really wanted Saquon to have his record. And he wanted it.
100%, and it would have been amazing, and I would have.
I don't think it was Nick's decision, quite honestly.
No, I think it came from above him.
Yes.
Well, I'm not going to say this because I don't want to get anybody in trouble, but I'm pretty sure it was above.
Yeah.
And I wonder if it was Nick's decision, I think they probably go for it if it was only Nick's decision.
if it was something that was going to be done no matter what, then you don't waste the time of having players come in and ask individual players what he should do. He literally brought guys in individually to get their opinion about what they wanted to do, and then he weighed the situation. And what I think was always automatic was above him that he wasn't going to play. But he wanted to at least go over there and present to them that, listen, you got a lot of guys here that want to play and go get this record, including Saquon.
Well, and I also wonder if I would love to hear the conversation between Howie and Nick. And I wonder if at some point Howie goes, you know what, buddy? Your call. But let me tell you something.
If something happens.
If something goes wrong.
That's your head.
That is your ass.
Yeah.
You don't have a job after
well,
the year.
That's enough to make you change your mind. Yeah. That'll help you make the decision right there.
Years ago, when I worked at WYSP, you know, we played music. But we didn't talk very much. I mean, right. Maybe talk for a half, 30 seconds, minute, whatever. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And our night hosts were these guys, Matt and Huggy. And Matt and Huggy always used to tell Tim, our program director, we should talk more. We should be able to talk more. And I remember Tim going, I'll tell you what. They're your ratings. So you could talk as much as you want. But if they go down, that is your ass. So it's your call. Whatever you want. If you want to talk rather than playing Guns N' Roses, go ahead. But that's – remember, this is the decision that you are making.
Not like I've heard this managerial tactic before.
Go ahead and make the call.
Yeah. You guys don't want to listen to me?
Yeah.
Okay, it's your show.
Yeah. Right. Now, I did do that once, and you guys ended up number one. So
– That's true. That is true. That is true. But don't think we didn't think about it the whole time.
No, I don't.
Like, yeah, we thought about it.
And it is what it is. I respect it. Yeah, I was wrong, you know.
But I do remember hearing that.
So the Eagles did beat the Giants yesterday.
Yes.
Now, two quick things from John Mara, the owner of the Giants. The first thing was about the Giants won the previous game when all of their fans,
the Colts, yeah.
All of their fans were like, what are you doing? Because they had a track to the number one pick that they lost.
Yep.
John Mara was asked about that yesterday, and here's what he had to say.
John, you talk about how important the quarterback position is. You had the number one pick 2 weeks ago, and then you win the Colts game, and then it seemed like you didn't go all out yesterday. But why not have just tanked if you knew they were coming back?
If I had thought that we were tanking either one of those games, I would have fired everybody. We are never going to do that in this organization as long as I'm standing on this side of the grass.
Would have fired everybody.
Yeah.
Now, I don't think he's lying. I think he's actually being honest. I wonder how much of this has to do with their evaluation of the top two quarterbacks in the draft.
It has to.
Yeah. Now, they played yesterday about a team that didn't want to win.
Right.
Running
they still want a high pick.
Third and nine. Yeah.
But they may decide to take Travis Hunter.
Right.
So, no, you're absolutely right. It must be that their evaluation of the quarterbacks, and they're like, you know what? I'm not drafting either one of these quarterbacks up here in the top five.
Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah, you may as well take either the top O-line or Travis Hunter, who's the best athlete in the draft. And the Giants may look at it, and I still say it to this day, they made the mistake last year by not taking Michael Penix Jr.
Yep.
Or J.J. McCarthy when they had the chance last year, and you wouldn't be in this situation. But you're right. They may have looked at Cam Ward and
Shador Sanders,
and they're like, I ain't feeling it.
Right. I don't want
to. Shador Sanders, to me, needs a lot of work. He needs a lot of work just on fundamentals. He's a good athlete, got a good arm, but his footwork is terrible. His mechanics are way off. Like, he needs a lot of work.
And they do not have the ability. They don't have a quarterback in-house who can be the quarterback for the next 2 years, like when the Packers took Jordan Love.
Right,
And they just let him wait.
Let him wait
for 3 years before he played. So then the other thing that Mara talked about, so if you saw the commercial, or I don't know if it was just online or if it was on TV.
Yeah.
Saquon did a commercial, and the line was, I heard you might have some trouble sleeping at night.
Right.
Now, that was a shot. I know he has a good relationship with Mara, but it was a reference to John Mara saying, if Saquon Barkley signs with the Eagles, I'm not going to be able to sleep at night. So Mara was asked about that, and here's what he had to say.
What about the commercial, John?
Yesterday, just before the game, I told him I was very upset with him based on our relationship of so many years. And he said, what do you mean? I said, the least you could have done was ask me to be in the commercial with you. I said, I could have been tossing and turning, and it would have been a great... I said, there is an acting gene in our family. You know, it's not just my nieces.
Actually, a good answer.
It is a good answer.
Good answer.
Yeah.
And I think he genuinely does love Saquon as a player. He said it. He basically spoke about how popular Saquon was and how much he loved him. So I'm glad he did answer it that way. I'm glad he did go up and poke fun at him.
From everything Tiki said and then the couple of times I interacted with him, John Mara seems like a very nice, genuine man. Yeah.
And player's owner. He's like a player's owner.
Yeah, and I also think, like, not to get off on a tangent about it, but, like, he gets out of the way. I mean, he hires the guys and then gets out of the way.
He got out of the way right there.
With Saquon.
He could have easily stepped in.
Yep. Yeah. And he
trusts his people. Yeah, he trusts his people.
Ethan in Bucks County, you're on WIP. What's up, Ethan?
What's up, guys? I'm very confident for the game next weekend. We basically got a bye week this past week, and we're all healed up. I do think we're going to go out in a slow start like we did that we have done in the past. I think it could be a similar game to how it was with the Commanders on that Thursday night game, where we're kind of slow, but we just wear the Packers down over time. They're hurt. They're beat up. We're healthy. I think we got this pretty easily. It's going to be a tough game, though.
Yeah, I think it'll be, if it's a game like that, it will be a test of the Eagles' will to stay running what they've run for the last 3 months, even if they start slow and fall behind. Right? Yeah. Like, continue to run the ball, continue to pound, continue to, and not get off track. Because when the end of your season is right in front of you, you can, I think it's easy to overreact and make bad decisions in that way. So if they do start slow, and if it is a game where they're behind 10-3 or something, I think it'll be a good test of how much they believe in what they do if they continue to do what they've been
doing. Yeah, I feel confident as long as the defense is playing well.
Yes.
Right?
It's hard to imagine the defense. You can imagine them not shutting Green Bay down, but it's hard to imagine them not playing well.
Right. So that's the way I look at it. It almost allows the offense to sort of find its footing, because, you know, if you get down 10-0, 14-0, then you may be in trouble. But if they do get off to a slow start, as long as the Eagles' defense shows up early, it gives that offense time to get going.
Yeah. I mean, I think we are the best all-around football team in the NFC. We can beat teams with our defense, with our run game, with our throwing game. So I'm just excited to see, you know, how we approach this one. And like I said, I'm pretty confident. I'm not too worried about it.
All right, Ethan. Appreciate the call, man. Mark in Lansdale, you're on WIP. What's up, Mark?
Hey, what's up, man? Hey, I feel really good about the Packers game. Honestly, like, I can't believe we didn't go for the record, because it felt like the entire year we were just feeding him the ball. So I think it's going to make our receivers be able to have huge plays, because everyone's focused on Saquon. They probably don't have, I mean, they have film, but they probably don't have too much from the past week, because everything has been Saquon. So I see both sides of it on this argument of him not going for it. So I'm not calling to argue with you. I do disagree with you, but I'm going to ask you two questions, and then I'll give my point about it.
You're talking about
how big of an impact? Yeah, I'm talking to you, Spike. Sorry.
Okay. Yeah.
Spike. Sorry.
Yep.
So, how big of a percentage of getting the 14 wins do you think Saquon is? Like, do you think it's a huge part, and he's a huge part of the reason for that?
Yes, I think if you replace Saquon with
the biggest part of the reason.
With I don't know, who was the running back that went to Chicago?
Oh, Swifty. DeAndre Swift.
If you replace him with DeAndre Swift, they probably go from a 14-win team to a 10-win team.
Or
yeah.
Okay. Yep. And now, do you think if we don't win the Super Bowl, that there's any chance that the team kind of not exactly falls apart, but there's going to be some like awkwardness next season, because let's say we lose in the first round or even the second round.
No.
Didn't go for the record, and now we play. You really don't think so with the team with A.J. Brown and Saquon wanting to go for the record? You don't think
A.J. Brown didn't want to play? A.J. Brown didn't want to play.
Okay, well, let's look at it from the line and Saquon. Even if some of the linemen didn't want to play, Saquon wanting to play, one of your biggest signings, biggest player, he wanted to put his name in history and go for it. No. And now it's like, hey, you sat me, and now we didn't win the Super Bowl.
Honestly, like, I think if you think that they would, that there would be some sort of retribution next year, that says a lot about what you think about those guys. And none of those guys, now from Lane to Jordan Mailata to, Cam Jurgens, Mekhi Becton as well, but and Saquon, all of those guys have been stand-up, citizens for the team and leaders. And you can't – they wouldn't be in the position that they are if they would come into next year pissy because they didn't get to go for the record.
No.
I think it's over. I think it's something that Saquon will think about.
Yes.
You know, in the future, and remember that year
He'll ponder it this offseason, regardless of whether they win the Super Bowl or not. He'll think about that.
Yep.
But to Spike's point, I don't think that's in Saquon's character.
No.
He's not going to hold a grudge against the Eagles. At least I don't think he would against the Eagles for not allowing him to break that record.
I don't think he has a grudge against the friggin' Giants
right.
who didn't even sign
exactly.
him.
That's a great point. Yeah.
Maybe Joe Shane, but I don't – he doesn't – He seems like a guy who, how he has handled this entire thing, is almost the opposite of that.
Yeah, listen, he was disappointed, no doubt about it, but I also think he knows how to move on.
Yep.
Like, he realizes that they're trying to win a championship. And, again, once you get to the offseason, because he's going to be asked the question. Like, he'll be asked the question this offseason, and he may sit down on somebody's podcast and walk us through what that process was like. And decide, and then he'll say how disappointed he was, but he'll always say, I understand why we did it.
Yeah.
Or why we didn't go for it.
And I think even if he wishes
and
they
he believes
did,
it.
Yes.
He believes
he
it.
He gets it. I think he
gets
understands.
He gets it. He's a competitor, so I would be surprised if he didn't have some feeling about it, but there's no way this kid is holding a grudge to where it's going to impact his team the next year.
I also want to remind everybody.
This dude
everybody.
Went to training camp when the Giants wouldn't give him a contract. He didn't even hold out.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, he basically said, I want to be here for my teammates and everything else. So that final year, he went in the training camp.
And the thing that gets lost in this, I think sometimes, is he ran for 2,000 yards. And there's only 9 running backs in the history of the NFL
yes.
who did that. He still had an all-time year
yes.
that will be remembered and will be, that we'll talk about. T.O. didn't break any records
True.
In 04.
True.
We still talk about Brian Westbrook. He didn't break any records. LeSean McCoy didn't break any records. We still talk about this. And this is probably the best single offensive season in the history of the Eagles. We will talk about it again.
Yep.
Real quick, before we get to the text line, I just want you to place the Packers in this list of most scary to least scary in the NFC. So you have Lions, Vikings, Packers, Rams, Bucks, Commanders. Where would you have the Packers in that list in terms of scariness? Not scariness, but
I know what you're saying.
Yeah.
I'd go sixth.
Sixth?
Right. Is that how I want it?
Well, no. Who is the, so most scary you would say is Lions?
Yes.
And then Vikings?
Yes.
And then?
I would say maybe Washington.
Wow. And then Bucks.
And then Bucks.
And then Rams.
I would put the Rams as the least scary.
Okay. So Packers one ahead of the Rams.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
And that was, maybe now with the injury, they may be the least scariest of them all.
Wow. Really?
Yeah.
Oh. You are.
Yeah.
You're setting us up.
Yeah. No, I'm not. I'm basically setting myself up.
Well, yes. You are setting yourself up. The text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
That is true.
I Jack with one hand on FanDuel and the other hand holding
right.
the baby.
Yes.
Trying to do a same game parlay on his baby.
Yes, that is true.
All right, what's next?
That's true. Yeah, maybe. Yeah, we will have a little 4th and 26 this week, right?
Yeah.
Well, we got what? In our modern era, there are 2 games against the Packers in the playoffs. You had the 2010.
Yep.
And then you had us.
Isn't there one more?
The 4th and 26 year.
Yeah. Oh, so there's 3.
There's another one?
Yeah.
Well, this will
this will be 3.
Yeah, this will be 3.
This is 3.
Yeah,
yes,
three,
yes, yeah. yes. And then in 1960 or whatever.
Yeah.
What's next?
Someone wake me up when the game ends.
He did fall asleep in the second. He was into it in the first half.
Well, was that that was a shot, AJ, on the sideline. I was so glad they won that game, and we just moved on past that, because you're
AJ
right.
Sleeping.
He was a damn cheerleader in the first half.
Yep.
And in the second half, he got bored with the game, and yep. He's sitting over there like, man, when's this game going to be over
with? Well, the offense slowed down. Yes. The key slowed down. It wasn't quite. I was actually bored, too. So what's next?
What is Tennis? 16?
I don't remember.
It's 18. It's 16, right? Yeah.
I don't remember.
You guys remember the final week of the Super Bowl year? He said Nate Sudfeld was unstoppable. He didn't score a point.
It did. Yes. Oh, yeah. So, we're not exaggerating when we're saying we took calls saying Nate Sudfeld was a star. Yes. In the playoffs. Yes.
What's next? I threatened him, and he did a good job.
Did he? Okay.
So trust me, in our meeting tomorrow, Fran's getting threatened.
Well, he knows that anyway. Yes. He almost knows what to expect.
Yeah, he's going to get threatened. All right, coming up next is the Brandon Graham Show, myself, Elliot Shore-Parks, and BG. And then after that, the Players Lounge with Ike Reese, Hugh Douglas, Elliot Shore-Parks, and this week's guest.
The great Tanner McKee.
The Mormon Missile, Tanner McKee.
Is that what we're going with?
Well, that's what Jordan called him.
Jordan Mailata?
Yes.
He called him the Mormon Missile?
Yeah, I think the week before.
Awesome.
Yeah.
All right, and there we go.
Yeah.
These players coming up with their own nicknames, yeah. Guantanamo Bay or Guantanamo Bay? Exciting Whites?
Yes.
Taking all the fun away from me.
Well, they're better at it than we are.
No, you're right.
It sticks when they do it, too. Yeah. All right, so that's next. We will talk to you tomorrow. So there's a lot of talk, you know, in Philly. And we've heard about Gold Standard when it comes to the Philly teams. And Gold Standard doesn't really have a good reputation around here. We know what happened there. The Gold Standard experience at Colonial Hyundai of Downingtown is truly Gold Standard. John Ashdale, the car czar, and the team at Colonial make sure that your entire car buying experience is fast, easy, better. Fast because they have over 200 vehicles in stock. So the one that you want, they probably have it. If you're worried about how much you're going to spend, over 80 of those new cars are under $30,000. They're also going to make financing easy, as low as 0% on select 2024s, and they're going to give you more for your trade than any other dealership. They're consistently recognized for that. $6,500 even guaranteed no matter what condition it's in. They don't care if you push it up there. And every new Hyundai at Colonial comes with Hyundai Assurance and America's Best Warranty, a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain. Shop online 24/7, ColonialHyundai.com. Colonial Hyundai, the faster, easier, better way to buy a Hyundai. See dealer for full details.